Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
There's five simple steps that I came up with that could bring meaning to your nightly routine. And this is at faithandthenumber5.org if you want to watch some video, get some teaching, faithnumber5.org. The first is simply to share your highs and lows at night. What was good? What was not so good about the day? I like to say you have to open the kid before you open the book. And even an atheist parent is going to want to know the highs and lows of their child each day. What was good, what was not so good. And if you want to go into the psychology, sociology, neurology, and theology of rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep, that's all online and it's in the book, Holding Your Family Together. The second step is to get into the Word. And my strong suggestion is whatever pastor was preaching on Sunday becomes your text for the whole week. Just live with that text all week long. We put scriptures to song, verbatim, the verse, the whole verse, and nothing but the verse. And then we put it to sign language, and then we put it to skits and arts and cartoons. That's our Christian Ed Publishing Company, Faith Incubators. So you get the story kicked off on Sunday or Wednesday, whenever you're having your cross-gen. You could do a meal on Wednesday, cross-gen meal, however, and then live with that scripture all week long. Share, read, talk. Do you know that little girls are born with 11% more brain tissue dedicated to talking and listening than little boys? Surprise, surprise! Little boys are born with 2.5 times more tissue dedicated to sex, action, and aggression than little girls. Surprise, surprise! But just like lifting muscles, the more you lift, the more capacity you grow to lift inside the brain. The more you talk, the more you listen, the more you empathize, the more you sympathize, the more capacity you grow. So I want to grow a healthier brain that has all of the qualities of God. Share, read, talk, pray. The neurology of prayer is absolutely astounding. What it does to bolster the immune system, what it does to strengthen so many different systems across your body. Prayer. If there were no God, prayer would still be a good idea neurologically. But now that we know that we're training a child to take the problems off of their own heart into the hands and arms of those who love them and the quantum leap them into the power of God, teaching a child every night of their life to say, hey, God's on duty all night long, I'm going to bed. I gave it to him, he'll work on it, pick it up in the morning. The final step after share, read, talk, pray is to bless. Imagine a child who every night of their lives is going to sleep with the blessing of God and blessing their parents back. What would it be worth to you to have a 16-year-old who won't go to bed at night without blessing you? That doesn't happen automatically. You have to raise that up. There's a lot of good neurology behind what you pattern in the first few years of life will be there on the other end of adolescence. So faith5.org, share, read, talk, pray, bless. Our challenge would be try this for 6 weeks. See what happens. And the 40 Days of Purpose was built on the Princeton study that says that's about how long it takes to rewire a habit in the human brain. So you'd have from now until end of January.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We could do that.
We could do that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.